Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In this week's parsha, the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah that's lo b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. Rather, kikarav aleichem od. It's very close to you. What mitzvah is the Torah talking about? The Ramban tells us the Torah is speaking about the mitzvah of teshuvah. So my question is, what is the connection to teshuvah? Why do we say that teshuvah is not in the shamayim, it's very close to you? What is the lesson we can learn from this? I'd like to share with you a thought that's very timely. My Rebbe, Rabbi Kellerman, asked the following question. He says, the Rambam explains one of the Tanayim, one of the conditions to do real complete teshuva is for a person to change his ways and never go back. And he asks, how's that happen? So many people make Kabbalahs on the Seder Shmei Teshuva, culminating Yom Kippur, and after a few months, they go back to their old ways. So how is a person really supposed to do real, complete teshuva? So Rav Shlomo Volba tells a story that he was once flying in a plane to give chizik to the IDF soldiers. And as he was on his plane, they suddenly did a nosedive to the ground. And as they did the nosedive, he turned to the pilot and he said, why are we doing this? So as he's speaking to the pilot, their mom is flying right a few feet on top of the ground. And the pilot explained to him, he said, there's a klal, whenever you fly into enemy territory, you have to fly really low so you go beneath the radar. You have to fly below the radar so the enemy does not shoot you down. So Rav Volbe, when he heard this, he said, wow, now I understand a great klal in Avodas Midos. Rav Volbe writes in Ali Shor, it's the same thing with working on Midos. Whenever you work on Midos, you have to take such small change, Maisim Ketanim, and small, very small change, so that you go below the radar. So therefore the enemy, the Yetzirah, does not shoot you down. And this is the idea that my Rebbe explains, that when a person tries to change, to do teshuvah, he should find something that's so small that he can commit to for the rest of his life. Meaning, he should find a Kabbalah, or she should find a Kabbalah, and whatever they were thinking of, knock it in half, a half again, and a half again, that's a Kabbalah that they know that they can commit to forever. For example, instead of saying, no more Lashon Hara, say, I won't speak Lashon Hara for the rest of my life, for a half hour after Havdalah. Okay, if that's too much, which that's probably too much for most people, say for 10 minutes after Havdalah. If that's too much, a person can say for 1 minute after Havdalah, for the rest of my life, I will never speak Lashon Hara for 1 minute after Havdalah. But whatever the Kabbalah person picks, right, it should be very small, they should commit to, I will take this on forever. And if they do that, they can do real change. They can become a different person. And that small change will be a spark that will change the whole person. And that, my Rebbe explains, is Pshat the Rambam. When the Rambam says you only do teshuva if you really do real change, that's what the Rambam wants us to do. Find something you can really take on forever. Not something big that the Yetzirah will shoot you down. The person will rebel against. And 3 or 4 months from now, they're doing the same thing again. No, find something that's so small that the Yetzirah will say, go for it, do it. I'm not scared of you doing it because you won't change. And this way, it's so small, it goes beneath the radar. And I think that's the pshat in the Ramban, in this week's Parsha. The Ramban's telling us there's a certain mitzvah, lo b'shamayim hi. It's a mitzvah. You don't have to go to the heavens to do it. You don't have to go to the Shemaim to do it. It's not a big thing. Kikarav aleichem od. It's very close to you. Something very small, easy to do, to take on. That's the mitzvah of teshuva. Everyone have a great Shabbos. I wish everyone a ksiva chesima tova and give you a bracha that you will find a Kabbalah that allows you to have real, complete change. Take care. Thank you.